Welcome to my monthly podcast series titled Becoming a Sage. My name is Jan Fried, but you can call me Dr. Jan. I blog about leading, living, and saging, or positive aging. I'm passionate about helping people get from where they are to where they want to be, particularly in the second half of life. I also say I'm out to retire the word retirement. We're not retiring, but we're moving on to something else, and I believe it takes time and intentional thought to successfully move on to what's next in life. Today, I'm interviewing Tracy Blues Ward. Tracy walked away from a successful 20-year career as a business consultant and strategist in search of answers to help her become the best human she can be and to help her sons and family members live their best lives. And interestingly, I kind of have a similar tagline, so that'll come up later. In 2007, she launched the founding company Celebrations of Life Services, three pathways including life reflection stories, ethical wills or legacy letters, and making a difference plans serve as a foundation to enable these services to be more engaging, accessible, affordable for everyone. And she recently launched Living Wisely, a platform that helps individuals live their best lives with insight and intention, and organizations utilize these innovative solutions to maximize their impact and help transform the lives of those they serve. Well, welcome to the series, Tracy.
Thank you, Dr. Jan. It's my pleasure to be here today.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've discovered your work and been using it for several years, you know, citing it, giving out the website to, you know, people in my workshop. It's listed on my list of resources. So I'm very honored to be able to interview you today. And so we'll just go through a few questions here. And so tell me, your company utilizes a tagline, Living Wisely, Your Best Life on Purpose. Can you explain how your work helps individuals and families accomplish this outcome?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. But if I may, maybe I'd like to just begin by explaining the first part, which is the why behind our work.
Sure.
Because I think it's important to understand where we come from. Mm-hmm. As humans, mm-hmm. we're actually hardwired. And it's interesting. We're hardwired to strive to become the best person we can be. And we want to know how our life mattered. And we hope that our wisdom and our life experiences will teach and inspire not only ourselves, but each generation to live better and more purposeful lives. So as a parent, I'm sure we can all relate to that. We all want our kids to have a better life than we do. And we want that to continue throughout the generations. The problem is humans tend to focus on what's next and where they're going rather than taking time to understand where they came from and how they got to each stage of their life. Even more so, much of what we learn along the way, as much as we'd like it to be, it's not shared and we are not able to learn from it, either ourselves or our loved ones. So part of the challenge is that most of us don't know how to tap into our past without going to therapy, or we feel that it's just way too difficult. We try to make sense of their lives and pass along some of their family memories to their loved ones. This is a great starting place, but few people take it to the next level to understand and articulate what matters most in their lives and to share their values, their wisdom, and their generosity. And so even further, if we are hardwired to become the best person possible, then we need to recognize that a single event or a program or a workshop is not going to get us there. It might help, but it won't get us there. Mm-hmm. Self-reflection and discovery actually should happen when, where, and however it best fits into our life. It should sort of ebb and flow throughout our life journey. So imagine if you could tap into the most incredible knowledge base to help you solve your life problems, overcome some of your challenges, reshape your behaviors, and live more intentionally. Even imagine if your children and loved ones can learn from your life lessons and you could learn from theirs. It may sound difficult, but we have actually demonstrated to thousands of individuals and families that it's actually quite easy to live your best life by understanding your past, present, and future.
Excellent. We are definitely aligned. We're on the same page.
Absolutely.
I'm part of Saging International, so I'm certified as a saging leader, and that's where I use your work in terms of legacy work. But absolutely. It's just absolutely wonderful. So tell me more about this in terms of past, present, and future perspective.
Mm-hmm. It's it's interesting. When I launched Celebrations of Life 12 years ago, I thought I was actually creating a legacy company to help people remember and share their past. But what I found very quickly is that most people were primarily sharing their genealogy and their history, as I mentioned, sort of those hard things like photos and dates and facts and assets. But they really weren't learning along the way. So what we found is that the past, our past, represents only about a third of our legacy. The next third is about our present. This includes reflecting upon our past, but going a huge step further to uncover what we learned from our experiences, how they shaped us, the wisdom we gained, and even the values and passions we developed along the way, so we can live more in the moment, live more purposely. It's all about our personal growth and intentionality. And then the next third of the legacy is about our future. It includes teaching and inspiring our loved ones to live their best lives, which is what we call generational knowledge. This also includes defining our wishes for how we hope to be remembered. So we like to refer to this trifecta of our past, present, and future as our personal legacy journey. And you'll hear more about that as we continue our discussion today. But our legacy journey is both complementary and parallel to our life journey. So think of the two of them as kind of tracks running parallel. We all have a legacy journey, yet few of us know how to leverage its many benefits. We now know that by reflecting upon and articulating what is most important in our lives, all individuals can benefit from the legacy journey. It helps them live not only with greater insight and intention, but in many cases, our clients have stated that in just a short amount of time, the experience understanding some of the things in their legacy journey was transformational or even life-changing. And interestingly, Jan, we have also found that the legacy journey is helpful to organizations who serve individuals and families. Everything from, of course, senior living, but hospice, nonprofits. Imagine increasing an organization's impact by connecting more deeply and personally with the individuals you serve. And I'm sure this even applies to the work you do. Mm-hmm. For example, when a nonprofit or a funeral or financial planner uses our programming to help their clients actually make better, more informed decisions because they understand the values and wisdom and generosity behind those decisions. They become more engaged. And many times their family relationships deepen as they share what matters, and each family member discovers how to live more intentionally. So as you can see, every person has a personal legacy journey. It's comprised of their past, present, and future. And we just need to learn how to put the power of our unique experiences to work for ourselves and our families so that we can each live our best lives.
Excellent. I've never thought of it like that. And I just love how you've clearly defined that. That's wonderful. Well, maybe you answered this. I had this question. But when people hear legacy, they often think of sharing stories at the end of their life or, you know, memoirs written or that kind of thing. How is your work reshaping these perceptions? Or can you give some specific examples of, you know, how your work is different?
Yes, absolutely. And I think examples are a good way to explain this. We start off by saying there's kind of three components to legacy. The way that we look at legacy, first of all, recognize that it's not just for elders or people of wealth. Mm-hmm. It is truly about every single person's life journey. So the first part of our definition is it benefits everyone throughout one's lifetime. In fact, we serve individuals right now from ages 18 to 101. So that dispels the old belief that legacy is only for seniors.
Right.
And our program engages people from all backgrounds and all cultures and at all stages of their lives. So let me illustrate. We have college students using our programming to discover what matters most in their lives, to articulate their values rather than becoming fixated on career credentials or what's important in their career. So they're focusing on their values first. Young couples find it helpful to share who they are as unique individuals so they can each understand the stories that they bring to the table, and then to create a shared foundation to guide them along their new life together. Parents are utilizing this programming to live more intentionally and to engage their kids through meaningful, teachable experiences. employees learn how to create work-life balance and share a culture of wellness and respect. Retirees are uncovering their passions so that they can create a meaningful next chapter, which I know will be near and dear to your conversation and heart, and helping them making more informed decisions. Elders use this to share their life lessons, wisdom, and experiences. And in hospice, as I mentioned, we actually see a measurable, quantifiable improvement in quality of life and peace of mind when patients share a brief letter of their love and gratitude with their loved ones. So that's the first part of how we're reshaping legacy. The second part is how we live our lives. It's talking about the now, which includes our actions, our beliefs, and our decisions. So if you think as humans, how do we get to our intentionality, our life purpose, and continuous improvement? Because we all need to think about continuous improvement. And we now know that, of course, we're not perfect and life happens, but these unexpected opportunities that pop up and challenges and roadblocks that get in our way are often difficult to navigate. So by utilizing a past, present, and future perspective, we can often inform and reshape our beliefs, our decisions, and actions. I look at my father, who's 85 years old and was fairly a quiet person, introverted, very hardworking, blue-collar kind of guy, salt of the earth. But when I look at him now, his ability to look at his life after doing some of this work, he has become much more progressive in his thinking, much more open-minded. Coming from a rural area, he sees the world much differently than he did 10 years ago. And it's all part of this work. Mm-hmm. So it's always a work in progress, and he gets that. So every year on his birthday, I thank him and congratulate him for another wise year of learning new things and trying new things. Mm-hmm. So that's about that definition about our lives and how we live them. But then the last part of our legacy is how we wish to be remembered. And this isn't just about what we pass on, like our inheritance or our assets or our photos. This is really thinking about this sense of a transcendent dimension. Unlike any other species, humans are the only species that's endowed with this transcendent dimension. Some would call this spirituality. But this allows us to be aware of how we wish to be remembered after we're gone. We have learned that by sharing our values, wisdom, life lessons, passions, generosity, gratitude, love, and even forgiveness, we learn to appreciate our life and to share what matters most with our loved ones. This creates what we say is an enduring legacy that continues throughout the generations. So in summary, think of your legacy, again, as a journey, a legacy journey. It's about understanding how your experiences in the past can help you live your life more intentionally in the present so that in the future you will be remembered for living your life well.
Oh, I love that.
That's our definition.
Yeah, I love how you weave that together. That's wonderful. Fabulous. Well, what are some of the tools or resources used by your company to help individuals do this? I mean, I have visited the website numerous times and shared that and with plenty of people. So I'm familiar with some, but with your new Living Wisely, maybe you have others that I'm not aware of.
Mm-hmm. Sure. A lot of people know us through one of our programs that is pretty popular today, and I'll get to that in just a moment. But we actually start with three, what we call legacy journey pathways. We created them many years ago, and we've refined them over the years, but they provide the foundation for creating these uniquely engaging and transformational experiences. They can be utilized anytime throughout your lifetime, and they inspire the creation of lasting documents to preserve and help us share these insights, these experiences, decisions and plans, not only today, but with our loved ones in the future and our community. So think of these resulting documents as sort of the magic recipes for sharing how to live a good life. And so there are three of these pathways. The first one is called Life Reflection Stories. When I started the company, I realized that most people will never write their life story, or if they do, they focus on the history, the dates, and the photos and never share what they learned. So I created this pathway to help us share a continuum of short reflective narratives about our unique life experiences as lived so far. So think of them as a series of these little short master stories that share the experiences that make you uniquely Jan. Most of us have 10, maybe 20 of these master stories, and naturally they expand throughout our lifetime. So as we progressively get older, we have more of these master stories. But we don't stop there. We then inspire people to uncover the wisdom and the life lessons within those experiences. This is kind of the magic, if you will. It's looking beyond just what did I go through, but what did I learn? What were my perceptions? How did that experience change me or shape me? And also looking at our culture, because that's a big part of who we are and our history. So all of those become pieces that we help our clients kind of digest a little bit deeper, understand a little bit better so that they can gather the wisdom within those nuggets, those stories. So if you understand where you came from, how you got there, and who you've become, you're actually better prepared to live your life more intentionally going forward. So life reflection stories can even enhance family relationships. And there's something called resilience and understanding. And if you think about kids that understand that, I'll even use my two sons, when they understand that their grandparents struggled and actually lived in a state of poverty at one time, when they understand that and that they had to pick themselves up and work hard, my children understand that life isn't always easy. So instead of the first thing negative happening and they fall down and feel that life is woe is me, it's really difficult, their resiliency allows them to learn from the other people in their family to say, you know what, this is part of life. And look at how grandpa did this, or look how Nana did this. And they can learn from those experiences. So that's the resilience that we get out of the life reflection stories. They can also provide our loved ones with real life examples to help them guide them along their life journeys long after we're gone. And I know one of my sons always says, what will Papa Scrapper do? What would he do? And Papa Scrapper is my father-in-law. And they just love the fact that he was a very ethical, straightforward kind of guy and made great decisions. So they go to his stories to relate to. So I believe that when we take time to really listen to another person's story, to try to understand their perspectives, their beliefs and experiences, we actually gain an opportunity to kind of walk in their shoes, to feel what it is to be that person. And the result is a deeper appreciation for what makes that person unique. And in many times, we actually become more tolerant, more understanding. And sometimes we even find we're more alike than different. So in today's crazy world, I wish more people would take just a few moments to understand somebody's story and their perceptions and point of view.
Oh, I totally agree.
So,
yeah,
you're right.
Are these resources that people can purchase on your website, or
absolutely?
Or how does that
so
work?
And I'll get to this in a little deeper later, but yes, all of these, we try to make this affordable and accessible and meaningful for everybody. So things that they can purchase, the Life Living Wisely platform will be something they'll be able to come and subscribe to and continue that throughout their life. We have facilitators trained all over the country, some even internationally. So there's many ways that they can engage with us. So I will refresh that at the very end of our conversation.
Okay.
So that's one. Life reflection stories. And again, it's not memoir, it's not autobiography. These are little master stories about
Sure.
our life and the wisdom. Okay. The second one, which I know you're very familiar with, is the Ethical Will or Legacy Letter.
Mm-hmm.
And my business partner, Dr. Barry Baines, who is a hospice physician at this time, created this pathway over 20 years ago. And his goal was to support his hospice patients as they may be completed in just a very short amount of time in the form of a letter to their loved one. So most hospice patients only have weeks to live. So time is really, in the moment. Ethical wills or legacy letters help summarize and share values, faith, beliefs, hopes for the future, gratitude, love, and forgiveness with family, friends, and community. And as I mentioned, they could be written in just a single letter. While they have evolved over time, they are not a legal document. We often refer to them as the voice of the heart, as they can provide personal insights to help inform our decisions and even share our wishes. So think of ethical wills or legacy letters as a way to articulate your true values. They can then serve as your life compass along each stage of your journey. So that's the Ethical Will or Legacy Letters, and those are very popular today because they're short, sweet, and very easy to do. The last one is the Making a Difference Plans, and I co-wrote this program with a financial advisor friend to help individuals clarify their life purpose and inspire their charitable spirit or their charitable giving. It helps us identify, first of all, our passions. And a lot of our retirees use this because it helps them understand what's important to them as they reach that next chapter of their life, so that they can focus on giving of their time, their talents, and their treasures toward the causes that are nearest to their heart. So an example here would be when my mother went through this, she grew up with food shortages, and she understands what it's like to live in a house with a single mother. So a lot of her time, talent, and treasures, or her resources, mm-hmm. go to helping single mothers and also to food shortage programs like food shelters. Mm-hmm. So this program helps us model our behavior, which she does every day, so that she can teach and inspire her grandkids and future generations to live intentionally and generously. So we see it as a great way to create meaningful, engaging experiences with every member of our family and our close circle of friends. Plus, research confirms that all forms of generosity, from giving of your time, your talents, whatever it might be, has a positive and lasting impact on our lives. It brings us greater joy and love and gratitude, but even helps us to live longer, fuller lives. Mm-hmm. So we know that it's difficult for people to navigate their legacy journey on their own. So again, we train facilitators to do this work within organizations to bring these services to their clients. Our new Living Wisely technology platform and proven resources provide a deeper personal experience so individuals can work at their own pace over time if they wish. And our goal is to make it, again, easy, accessible, affordable, and engaging, and even fun to utilize these important resources and to help each person live their best life. So that's really the core of what we do. It's amazing that something so simple can bring such amazing results and transformation for people.
No, that's wonderful. Well, Tracy, this has been so interesting. I've been taking notes here. And our time is coming to an end, but I always like to ask people, what else should I have asked you that our listeners need to know? In other words, you know, words of wisdom on this topic as we come to a close.
Absolutely. Well, we see that most people don't take time to learn to do this, and there's lots of excuses. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend that everybody at least to explore this at some point of their life, and it may come and go throughout their life journey and their legacy journey, but this applies to everybody. This isn't just for some. So please, I advise everybody to at least take a peek and think about their legacy journey. And we hope that this conversation inspires everyone to begin their personal legacy journey. And if you need help along the way, it would be our honor and pleasure to help you navigate your best life. So I so appreciate this opportunity to collaborate with you and for all the wonderful work helping your followers lead with wisdom. So thank you, Dr. Jan.
Well, that's great. And tell us again, Tracy, your website.
Yes. So we are in a transition right now, but organizations can go to livingwisely.org. For consumers or people that are individuals, we'll be changing this soon, and the Living Wisely platform will be available for them. But if they want to just buy resources, they can go to our initial website, which is celebrationsoflife.net. Okay. And there they can actually purchase workbooks.
Perfect. Great. Well, you've given us much to think about. I can't thank you enough. And what's interesting is the emphasis in this series is on learning how to make the rest of life the best of life. So we're just definitely on the same page here. So Tracy, thank you very much. And I hope our listeners will go to your websites and definitely explore this, okay?
Very good. Well, thank you again.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye now.